Hi, good afternoon. My name is Nelson. I'm with the Tax Relief Center. How are you doing today?
Good. Good.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Yeah, the reason for the call, we're just offering assistance. Are you still seeking help with your taxes?
If I seek out the right place.
Okay, yeah, because there's some programs available that can either substantially reduce or even resolve that for you. Would you have a few seconds to speak with the specialist?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. If we get disconnected, the best number we can reach you at, 916-613-7144.
Yes, I got disconnected a few minutes ago. I didn't call me back.
Oh, okay. No problem. All right. Do you have 2 or more years of unfiled taxes?
I'm not sure. I think it's 1, maybe 2. I'm not sure.
1 or 2. Okay. Do you owe more than 5,000?
They wrote me a couple of years ago, said that I owe 2 or 3 years ago, that I owe 4,000 something. Then they wrote me a few months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, that I owe 2,000 something. So I'm not sure, you know. I tried to, I believe it was sometime last year, they sent me a form so I can sign my name and I'm missing some information on the filing. I believe it was, and then I sent it to them, then I didn't get any information. So I don't know really right now. I'm going to try to file this year's tax. Which is 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, 2024 year. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm kind of, you know, thinking about the, I'm a retired military vet, disabled
okay.
vet.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's what I situation I'm at.
Okay. So is last year the only year you have unfiled?
Yeah, last year I got a file. I haven't filed the last year yet, but I'm not sure. I think I have 1. The IRS said either 1 or some discrepancy on one or two years between somewhere around 2020 or 2021 year, 2019, 2020 year tax.
Okay, perfect. And what's your first name?
First name, so you guys charge?
Yeah, I will get the special online and he'll provide the information.
Say again?
Yeah, I'll get the specials on the line and he's going to give you that information.
Okay.
And what's your first name again?
Oh, I thought you're gonna help me to do this stuff.
Yeah, what's your first name? I'm gonna get the specialist on the line to see what he can do to help you.
So not you?
Yeah, the specialist is gonna help you. I'll connect you with him.
Okay.
Okay, what's your first name?
All right. First name Tabitha.
Tabitha?
Tabitha, yeah, T as in Tom, A is in Apple, V, and Victor, I is in India, T as in Tom, A is in Apple, Tabitha, Foraimo, F as in Frank, A-R-A-I-M-O.
Okay, allow me a few seconds, let me get the specialist on the line.
Tax relief. My name is Vince. How can I help you?
Hi, Vince. I have Tavita on the line. Phone number is 916-613-7144. He has 2 years of unfiled taxes. Can you please assist him?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I'll leave you in good hands, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon. So my name is Vince with Republic Tax. We're just following up with you a little more than a week ago. It looks like you called us when you heard our ad on the radio. So we're a tax resolution firm. We help people who have situations with back taxes. So is that something that you're looking for help with?
Yeah, tax, yeah. I think so. Okay. You guys do that?
Yeah, we help people.
I haven't filed my tax this year yet. I'm going to file my tax this year. With the year 2024. I'm confusing in, I believe from year 2020, somehow the tax were filed, and then I don't know what's wrong with it. My daughter filed my taxes every year. And then 2021, the middle of 2021, on 2022, I have a letter from the IRS that I owe them $4,000-something. And I'm not sure. Talked to my wife. We're not sure what caused it. And then they send one tax form to fill up, finish, sign, and is for tax of year 2022, and then 3 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, they sent a note say that I owe $2,000-something, and yeah, I'm gonna, because I fill up the form they sent me, I sign it and send it to them. I'm not sure if they did got it, and that's where kind of I'm at. I'm like, you know, don't know, confusing what's going on. Not sure what's going on. I know for sure I got to file this year's tax. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not really sure that's it.
It sounds like, one of the years you owe maybe around $4,000, and then there's another year that you owe $2,000 on top
of
that,
a few months ago, it said $2,000-something. I don't know if that's a total added up to the $4,000 or that's, you know, I don't know, you know. You know, because, I don't know, they didn't say this is the total, but they say I owe them $2,000-something. So I'm assuming, I'm not sure, you know, because a couple of years before the note, 3 or 4 months ago, you know, it was, say, $4,000-something I owe. And then between that time, I think it was early last year, I signed some form they sent me to complete, finish filing of, I believe it was 2022. And I'm not sure if they got it or not, but I got another letter from the IRS 3 or 4 months ago that I owe $2,000-something. And then I got to file this year's tax. So I'm not sure what year I'm not, need to file, you know. I'm not sure now. I know for sure that the last 3 months, 4 months ago, they said that I owe $2,000-something. And I'm sure I got to file this year. Which is year 2024 tax. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. Oh. Do you remember what happened when you filed tax year 2023? A year ago when you filed your taxes? Did you get a refund or did you owe? Do you know what happened there?
No, I didn't get no refund. I haven't got a refund in two, three years. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't got a refund, and yeah.
Was there was there a refund due that you just weren't, you didn't receive?
You said a refund what? Due?
Was that, yeah, like when you filed last year, was there a refund due or did you owe taxes?
I didn't get no refund, but then they wrote four or five months ago, they said I owe 2,000 some tax.
Right. Well,
like
I
say,
were you expecting a refund when you filed?
Yeah, but I was confused. I'm confused. Like I say, a year 2020, my daughter used to file my tax every year. She's 40 years old. She passed 2021, but she filed my tax every year, and I get somewhere around 2,300 something every year. No, and then all of a sudden is year 2021, somewhere around there, 2020 to 2021 or 2022, I got a letter from them, the IRS, that I owe $4,000. I don't understand why I don't, you know, still now I don't know, you know, I didn't go see any tax people to, you know, I haven't, and then that's what they say I owe four. And then 2022, I got earlier last year, say that they sent a thing I filed for 2023, 2024, 2023, I think I filed, but there was a mistake. My daughter-in-law, my son's fiance filed it 2 years, I think two years in a row after my daughter passed, but there was some kind of mixed up, and that's when around that time they say I owe 4,000 something. And then early last year they sent a form that the tax was filed. I think that was 2022. The tax was filed, but they need a signature from me and another line. I got to fill it out. So I did. I sent it back to them, and I wasn't sure what, you know, they didn't call me or text me or email, but they sent, and that's when I say, 4 or 5 months ago, they sent a note to me that I owe $2,000 something. And that's the last note. They say I had to do it by February 10th. And that's the last, you know, note from them. And I'm ready to file. It's between that time too, they say I have to file one of the year or something. You know, it's, as I say, I'm kind of confusing. And, you know, and then this year, I know I got to file this year, 2024. That's, I got my tax, the only form that I file every year is a 1999. Form R, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, in that case, then, we should try to see if you can qualify for any of the reduction programs under the IRS Fresh Start Initiative, then. So the IRS has programs, Fresh Start programs, where if you can qualify for them, these programs can allow for things like settlements, where you could pay pennies on the dollar to eliminate the back taxes. There are even statuses under the Fresh Start Initiative where if you qualified for them, you may not even have to pay the debt back at all. So those programs would typically offer the most benefit to somebody who has large debt owed in back taxes to the IRS, just as long as they could qualify for them. Now, that's probably the hard part, I would say, is being able to qualify. Not everybody qualifies, but the IRS makes it very easy for us to determine if that's going to be possible for you or not. So we can figure that out pretty easily. We just would have to go over a simple questionnaire to go over some basic information to see if we can get you qualified. It might take us 10 minutes to go over that, and then we can have your case reviewed. If it turns out after the review that maybe you don't qualify for any of the Fresh Start programs, then at least at that point we can start to point you in the right direction and you know, see what your other options are. But for now, if you have 10 minutes, we can go over the questionnaire and start to see if there's any chance of qualifying for the reduction programs under the Fresh Start initiative. So do you have 10 minutes to go over some basic information right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Then, first of all, I'd like to be able to send you some information about our company. What is a good email address for you?
Email address, you say?
Yeah.
David, David, David Faramo at gmail.com.
How do I spell the last name?
Huh? Last name is Faramo, F as in Frank, A-R-A-I-M-O.
Got it. Okay. That's your first and last name, I would assume. Is that right?
First name is Tabitha. T as in Tom, A, V as in Victor, I, T as in Tom, A, Tabitha.
Okay.
Last name is Faramo, F as in Frank, A-R-A-I-M-O.
Got it. And Mr. Faramo, what is your filing status? When you file this year, would you be filing single or married? How would you be filing?
Married. Married.
Okay. Filing jointly?
Yes.
Okay. And what city and state are you living in currently?
Sacramento, California.
Okay. And what is the zip code where you are?
95842.
And what kind of work do you do?
I don't work. I'm disabled. I'm a disabled veteran.
Oh, okay.
I serve in the military over 20 years, and I'm disabled.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm 68 years old.
Okay. I'm notating that we're a veteran-owned company here, so we always take pride in being able to help a fellow veteran. And we offer discounts and things like that for veterans. What branch did you serve in, sir?
U.S. Army.
Okay. And what about your spouse? Does your spouse work?
No, she's also disabled.
Okay. Got
she don't work no more. Right. Yeah, we don't work no more. Yeah, we're both disabled.
Okay. So, the first thing that we're going to look at on the questionnaire is your income. So we would want to know whatever you receive for income. So what are you receiving for income? Are you receiving Social Security or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm disabled Social Security.
Okay. How much do you get from Social Security?
$2,000.
And, well, what else do you receive besides that?
The only thing that is fired now on me because I've been working is my my military retired pay. That's the only.
Okay.
Because I haven't been worked, so I can't fire another income. There's no other income. The only income is I'm filing every year. I've been getting 2,000, somewhere around 300 when my daughter was filing. And then come in between somewhere 2020 and 2021, something wrong there in the filing. And then that's when the IRS say that I owe somewhere around $4,000. And then my youngest son's fiance filed year there, those years. And then I think 2022, I think she filed it, but, and then they sent a form that I'm not sure if it was 2022 or 2023. I find that the form, a part of the form was because the filing, I'm not sure what year, was incomplete. So I need they need a signature. I signed and another field. And obviously I sent it back to them. I didn't get any response or email or text from them. And then, like I said, my son's, I believe he filed 2022 and 2023 years. But before 2022 and 2023, that's when the IRS say I owe things happened between 2020 and 2021. I owe $4,000 something to the IRS. I think my wife talked to them. We don't know what is that. I'm not sure. Me either. I didn't actually get down to, I try to call them quite a few times. I don't get, to them or something, and get, the right answer. And then I believe a year ago, they also say that I need to file this, some form, another text, IRS. And then 4 months ago, saying that I owe $2,000 something. And it's got to be done by February, which this month, February the 10th. And I try to call some techs to help me, some organization, a free techs organization help, I couldn't. And that's where I'm at right now.
Got it. Okay. How much do you receive from the retirement?
I believe it's somewhere around 2,000. But after tax, I get 1,700.
Okay. And then what about your wife? What does your wife receive for income?
Huh?
Your wife, what does she receive? Does she receive Social Security or?
Yeah, she receives Social Security. And also I receive my veteran's disability.
Right, which isn't taxable, so we don't have to include that.
My Social Security is not. Oh, yeah, they take a payment out of it, but every time I remember something right now, every year I tax, I file it. I don't think I gave my daughter, or I don't know if that's because on my statement of my retirement, that's the only taxable I file. I'm supposed to file every year my retirement. And every year I get 2,000, somewhere 2,300. That's the only thing I got to file this year too. That's the only, because I haven't been working since, I've been disabled, since 2008. And that's the only thing I've been filing. But one time, I think my wife was working, I think it was 2019, 2020. And then we fired joint. We always fired joint under with my Form 1099 R or so. But when she was working, she fired, I think, one year we fired for her. And that's another different file. I don't know how that happened, you know. And then now, you know, right now, going back to the file, to the filing of, like, I used to just, we still filing joint. Me and my wife are playing. Yeah, but it's only my retirement pay, 1099-R form, that is filed.
Okay. What about your wife's Social Security? How much does she receive?
She don't get that much. $300, thanks. Yeah, you don't get that much. $300 or $500, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there any other income that the household is receiving?
My VA income.
Yeah, but that's my VA,
VA disability.
The disability, yeah. We don't have to include that, so I think we can move on then. Okay.
So my Social Security, my wife is the only,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now we're just going to look at your living expenses. So the way the IRS works, they have standards nationally based on the age and size and location of your household to determine maximum amounts allowed for you to pay for living expenses when you owe money in back taxes. So the IRS uses these standards to figure out things like how much you should be able to pay them back when you owe back taxes. With that being said, do you and your wife claim anyone as a dependent currently?
No, I have a grandson is not adopted, but he's legal custody. But he's not. But we can't find. We don't get any credit if we find him. I think that's what they say. He's 17 years old now. He'll be 18 next month. And a few years ago, I was going to file, and they say that I don't get any credit. It's not going to change my return.
Right.
So I never filed it. Yeah.
Okay. So I get exact amounts for all of your living expenses based on that information. Things like food, clothing, miscellaneous expenses are all very hard to prove, so we can give you all the maximum amounts for all of those things. So we're going to move on and look at expenses for housing and utilities. So are you currently making a mortgage payment, or are you paying rent?
Rent.
How much do you pay for rent?
$2,750.
And how much do you pay for electricity right now?
Electricity right now in the wintertime is it's 170. Yeah. Electricity. 121, I think, somewhere around there, between 120 to 150, 170, sometimes right there, flexible there, yeah.
All right. And then what about things like cable TV and internet? How much do you pay for that?
Cable TV, I think I pay 100, $100-something. But my heat, my BT&E, we gas. We also run gas. The last few days I got it from them was $459.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. I called them why my bills is high.
Okay. And then what about things like cell phone bills? How much do you pay for that?
In the internet, I pay things less. It was 100-something, a little bit over 100. The cell phone, 130, somewhere around there.
And we can move on to automobile and transportation expenses. How many vehicles are in the household?
We have 2 vehicles. Yeah. Well,
okay.
One vehicle is on. I'm still financed one vehicle. I financed one vehicle.
Okay. How much is the payment?
$400-something. $470.
How much are you paying for auto insurance?
For 2 vehicles, I have another vehicle belongs to my daughter, and other vehicles, 3 vehicles. One of the vehicle is not full cover because it's not drivable, not operational. But right now they went back. 350 something, 55.
All right. And how much do you think you're spending on gas for the vehicles right now? How much do you think you spend on gas for the vehicles in a month?
Yeah, somewhere between 100 and 60.
Okay. I can actually get you.
But my daughter pay her rent, and also my grandson have a assistant check of $800.
Okay. Right, but that's all for him, like that doesn't count as income for you as well. Yeah, so that's perfectly fine. Okay.
Yeah, for him, you know, but I, you know, use it helping it to pay some of the rent and some of the
for
food.
For living expenses and bills and food, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
the way it's supposed to be.
He's 17 years old.
That's
right. Yeah. And my daughter pay $600. Right.
Okay.
And
all right. Let's see. Then what about health care? Are all the medical insurances already covered, right? You're not paying for any supplemental health insurance premiums?
Yeah, the
like
only
that.
Thing I pay yeah, the only thing I pay is that the Medicare, I got Medicare, and because I retired from the military, I have Medicare for primary and TRICARE for life for secondary. And then I also have a VA medical, benefit.
Is there a payment that you make for the secondary insurance then?
Yeah, I'm paying I think 185 or somewhere around between, I think it's 185 a month from by Medicare and TRICARE that cover. Yeah, that's
got it.
That's why I pay, yeah. But all my medical is covered, no copay, whatever, medical, doctors and everything, you know, covered. You know, my medication, covered. Me and my wife.
Okay.
Well, my wife, I think it was 500 now. I think she's getting, $1,000, something, a little bit over $1,000 now. Her income. I mean, her Social Security disability. Yeah.
Oh, she's receiving maybe closer to $1,000 in Social Security?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit
over. Okay. All right. I think we're all complete with the expenses. I mean, are there any other reoccurring bills that we haven't discussed? Anything that we left out that you pay on a monthly basis? Maybe life insurance or anything like that?
Well, I've been paying life insurance for over 15 years.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. How do you pay for that? Do you pay that yourself, or is that withheld from your income? How are you paying that?
Yeah, they take it off my income. VA take it out a month. I pay insurance for myself, my family, my grandkids, my kids.
Okay, so that's all covered from the withholdings then. So we have that taken care of then. So let's look at the last category of the questionnaire, which would be your assets. So we want to know.
I have a. What did I say? Spending. Right now, spending between $500 and $1,000 for food. Yeah.
We have the maximum for food, clothing, housekeeping supplies, personal care items, miscellaneous expenses. We have a large allowance already inputted for all of that, so we have that covered. As far as the maximums, what the government would allow for. So the last thing we'll look at are your assets. We would want to know of any asset that can be vulnerable to seizure or levy by the IRS, anything besides income and bank accounts, because these are the first things that the IRS looks at. So do you have any investments? Do you have any stocks, bonds, commodities, anything like that?
No, just life insurance. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about, are you named on title for any real estate?
No.
Okay. Roughly, so how much is...
Yes? Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask, how much is the balance of the loan that you're paying off for your vehicle? How much do you owe against the car?
I have a 2017 Toyota Camry. The balance for my vehicle is $5,000. So.
Okay.
But right. Since... I have my 2017 plus my daughter have a 2016 vehicle on insurance. That's why my insurance went go up, stay up, because she's 28 or 29. Her vehicle, she got a vehicle on my insurance cover. Plus I have a 2004 Kia Sorento, but it's on operation also. It only have not full cover liability, I think. Maybe somewhere between $100 or 50 or somewhere between 50 and added to combining to my insurance of the other two cars. So my total insurance was 255, I think, right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, then, I think we have everything that we need to have the case reviewed. I mean, besides the vehicles.
I got a question here. So if the IRS levy my income or my whatever checks or they can levy your savings in bank accounts?
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
Yeah. The retirement, Social Security.
They levy your Social Security. They can take Social Security. They take any income. They can't touch the disability, the VA disability. They can't touch that. But they can take anything in the bank. So, you know, it's like they can't take the VA disability from the check, but when it gets into the bank, they can take the bank account. Okay. And they can file liens against property. They could even seize property. I mean, they're the IRS.
Because all my retirement goes to the bank. My retirement, my disability, my Social Security. Because I'm a Social Security disability too. I'm a Social Security disabled.
Right. Yeah, and they can put a garnishment on the Social Security disability. So they can do that. Yeah, and the bank levy, you know, they take whatever is in the bank, so they can take that. But
right.
I mean, that's kind of why we're talking to you, because we don't want those things to happen. So I'll tell you what, I mean, it kind of sounds like you've been looking for an answer as to how to handle this situation for a while. If you want,
yeah,
I could try to have a tax attorney look at your case while you wait. I mean, if you still have time for me, it might take me 10 or 15 minutes, but I can get them to review the case and tell us what should be done here, if you want. Or I could send it to them and then give you a call back once I get the results back, whatever you would like.
I know for sure that my tax, that I already got my 1099-R and my statement from the Army, from the military, that I can file that. Because my daughter's not here no more, or I'm thinking about, there was some program, they say they file it for free, and if I file that, they're probably going to take the $2,000, because I normally get $2,300. So if they, you know, like I say, I never asked or talked to them, well, how is this all, you know, happened to me, you know. I haven't talked to no specialists about, you know, those stuff, finding those stuff. But that's where I know I got to do is file this year, because the deadline is April. And so if they take the 2,000 something out of it, you know, and then I'm like, again, I'm not for sure how's that, you know. Then I should, if that's the only owe I owe them, then that be, you know, then I shouldn't be owed them anymore. Right?
Yeah, typically, yeah, if you had a refund due and the debt owed, then
I know, yeah, that's, like I said, every year, that's, yeah, my withhold is somewhere around there from my retirement, because I don't work, I haven't worked since 2008 because of my disabilities, and that's the only thing is the form that the Department of Defense sent me the form 1099-R to file my tax. And every year is somewhere around $2,300 I get. But I haven't got it in the last 2 years. So I'm assuming, like, again, I haven't talked to them, or, you know, why I'm owed this and that. And I haven't got in last two, I'm pretty sure last 2 years, I haven't got my return. So they must be using the return already of $4,000. I don't know why it's $2,000. If they took my 2 years, I'm not sure, unless I'm only owed them a year, 1 year, you know. So, and like I say, 4 or 5 months ago, they said that I owe them 2,000 something, and it was supposed to be done in February. February, yeah, the 10th. And so the only file that I know is, you know, like I said, I fill up some incomplete form. They sent, I wrote, sign it, and sent it back to them, and there was other form. They said that I need to file. And that's, you know, that's it right there. So I'm ready to file this one right here. So they're more likely going to take the 2,300 because, you know, I don't know. Like I said again, I'm not sure what is going on with this stuff.
Okay.
I know for sure I can file, you know, give it a go to H&R Block and file it. Yeah. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right.
You know.
Well, in that case, if you want, I can have the case reviewed by our legal department now. Do you want to get this done now, or do you want me to just give you a call back?
Yeah,
let's see
what, you know, what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get it done now. Okay. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll go into the legal department, and I should be back in maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Just hold on. I'll be back as soon as I can. Thank you.
All right.
One moment.
Yes.
Yep.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much for holding. We had your case reviewed. What we did is we submitted the information from our discussion to legal. Legal then brought up several cases that we have been involved in the past, all of which are very similar to your own circumstances. They were looking at using any of the Fresh Start programs to eliminate the back taxes. In regards to that, the case looks good, but there is a concern. It's really just a matter of making sure that you would understand the rules and requirements involved with us using any of these forgiveness programs with the IRS. Okay, so let me explain to you what that means. So first of all, the Fresh Start programs, as they're known with the IRS, these programs are only available to people who can qualify for them, by the way, okay, which you do. So that's not the problem. But the Fresh Start programs are available to people who have fallen behind with income tax to be able to help them get current. These programs will help somebody get back on their feet, so to speak, help them to get a fresh, clean slate. But the Fresh Start programs are supposed to be a one-time option for somebody. Okay, so what that means is that upon us finalizing any forgiveness under the Fresh Start initiative, the IRS would then give you two future requirements that must be met by you. These requirements are supposed to put you in a position where you would be doing everything within your power to not fall back behind with income tax in the future for a few years in a row. They want you to stay current. Okay, so the first requirement would start next year, by the way, and that requirement is simply that you would agree to the IRS's condition that you will be filing your taxes on time for the next few years in a row in the future. Okay, that really isn't that big of a deal. The second requirement is the one that is concerning. The second requirement is simply that also starting next year, when you file your taxes, if there is a tax debt owed, then the IRS would want that tax debt paid in full upon filing for the next few years in a row in the future, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that if you end up owing, they want it paid in full. They don't want you to put it on a payment plan. They want it paid in full. Effectively, the program will forgive your back taxes just as long as you can agree to stay current with income tax for a few years and not fall back behind for just a few years in a row, which is a pretty fair concession, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's important that you understand this because failure to meet the requirements would have repercussions. You'd get kicked out of the program. The debt would come back. It wouldn't be a good result. But if you can agree to follow those rules for just the next few years in a row in the future, then it's a good case. So how does that sound to you at this point? Are those conditions going to be something that you can agree to?